This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Victory Day, May 9th, 1945. The celebration in Moscow was heartfelt and overwhelming. The end of the Hitlerite aggression, the end of the torment of the Russian people. That was then. The Victory Day 2023. The London Telegraph reporting. Putin watches single tank drive down Red Square and scaled back Victory Day parade. Subhead, amount of weaponry on display for annual military celebration was noticeably down on previous years, with the air section canceled entirely. A single tank is not an exaggeration, with a Russian flag strikingly with the hammer and sickle on the side of the flag, not the Russian Federation flag whatsoever. Odd behavior in Moscow, but then again, if you take into consideration what we believe to be true, perhaps 100,000 or more casualties in the Ukraine war of its young people, and the damage to the economy of all the young people who have fled the involuntary draft, and also the brutality of the regime to torture its own people with the reduced prospects for the indefinite future. The economy is damaged for decades. All of that, you come to thinking this Victory Day parade is anything but victorious. It is cruel. And it is defeat. To help me understand this story, I welcome my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. Mary, this is tragic that Russia has come to this. The brutes in the regime, in the Kremlin, are holding 100 million people or more hostage to their ambition to destroy other human beings. I understand that I'm telling this as if it was a Grimm's fairy tale, but this single tank with a communist flag, Mary, this is bizarre. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It is sad. It's immensely sad, in particular for the Russian people who had such hope of a better future after the Soviet Union collapsed, only to see the country really swallowed up by criminals and oligarchs and hard men like Putin and his cadre. The damage to the families and the societal fabric in Russia just can't be underestimated here. Victory Day, you know, to see this, as you say, scale down parade really does speak to the number of young men who have been killed in the war and the losses that Russia has taken in terms of its military equipment. And good for the Ukrainians for doing such a great job with the supplies that they have received from the West to degrade the Russian army. Unfortunately, as you know, John, that battle in Ukraine for the future of Ukraine, and some would say for the future of Europe, continues.
The battle in Europe, however, is more than just the military equipment. It's also the willingness of the European Union to risk indefinitely energy disruptions. We got through this winter because, well, the earth was blessed with a mild winter in Northern Europe. We can't count on that happening again and again. So Victory Day parade was meant to celebrate the end of the European torment by the Hitlerites. All of the transnational organizations in Europe are product of that same event, 1945. The European Union and NATO, all looking at the world according to what Europe suffered in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and the Cold War and afterwards. But Mary, it's deeply ironic that we're stuck. It's as if we're cursed. We can't get away from the conflict and the contradictions of 1945. How do we go forward? How does Europe go forward? Right now, it has reason to be doubtful about its own future.
Well, I think the Europeans were mugged by reality, and Putin's invasion was a significant wake-up call, particularly in Germany. And it is admirable how quickly the Germans have moved to reorient their energy supplies, as has Italy, as have other nations on the continent, as you say. I mean, thankfully, the world does have plentiful energy supplies, not least of which from the United States. So it is indeed possible not to rely on Russia. And it's extraordinary when you look at it in the rearview mirror that any nation would chain itself to a single energy supplier. That's just simply lacks common sense and common sense risk management. How does Europe go from here? Well, the question is, does Europe have the resolve to continue and to help Ukraine finish the fight against Russia? And all signals are that actually, no, it does not. And that's not just due to a lack of European political resolve. It's due to a lack of American political resolve, because ultimately it's the United States that leads the way on national security matters on the continent, whether we like it or not. And the U.S. president has not definitively said that he wants Ukraine to win and Russia to lose. He hasn't talked to the American people about why we are supplying ISR capabilities and military equipment and training to the Ukrainians. And so American support for the war is, shall we say, decent, but not terrific. And that's no surprise, because if you don't explain to your citizens why you're engaging in foreign conflicts, either directly or indirectly, those citizens in the democracy will not necessarily support you. But one thing's for sure, if there's an overarching lesson here, John, of this victory day and the European energy conundrum and all the rest, it's that freedom is a very, very fragile thing. And the natural state of the world is not these, you know, utopian liberal democracies. The natural state of the world is, unfortunately, regimes that look like Vladimir Putin's. And so these, you know, free nations, if they are willing to defend themselves, need to be supported. Otherwise, the natural state of things, it's almost like the jungle kind of growing back over, you know, the little town. Unless you keep pruning it back and, you know, keep it neat and tidy and protect it, the jungle will once again take over. And unfortunately, that's really the question that Europe faces. So do they have the resolve to protect not just Ukraine, but everything that they've built since World War II?
You mentioned the president, yes, but he's part of the apparatus that is Washington, D.C. Your measure, Mary, does Washington, D.C. want to tell the American people that this is a threat by men who live by the gun? Does Washington want to level with the American people that if Putin and his gang are successful in Ukraine, all the institutions since 1945 will not only be at risk, I think they'll start to break?
I don't think there's a lot of strategic thinking or appetite to mount a sustained argument to the American people about why Ukraine matters. Instead, what we're getting fed is this kind of simplistic, you know, free nations versus bad nations. Well, truth of the matter is the United States has had to partner with all manner of nations so long as they further our national interests and our national security. Ukraine has had many problems in the past. It's not a perfect democracy, but it's a darn sight better than the Putin regime and what the Putin regime hopes to achieve, not just in Ukraine, but in the Baltics, in Moldova, in Georgia, in Belarus, and beyond. So it's often in foreign affairs not a question between good and evil. It's more like a question of do we want okay or do we want bad or really bad outcomes? And so that requires not just a one-time explanation to the American people of why Ukraine matters. It requires a sustained argument. And we just haven't seen that, unfortunately, from this White House.
And the question for the American people is, are they following this story? Sometimes, Mary, I get the sense that the American people believe that they've been told it's not that important, that there are other matters that weigh on us, the price of gasoline or the question of the Supreme Court decisions are far more important than much more at home than what goes on in foreign wars and lands we haven't visited.
But it's a bit chicken and egg, right, John? Because if a president doesn't stand up and say, hey, this war really matters and I'm going to give you an update on it every day or every week or what have you. Instead, I'm telling you that it is, inflation, crime, and abortion that are the three things that I care about. Well, then the polls are going to reflect that. I mean, it reminds me of the polls that were taken during the Obama era, where the president did not mount the argument at that time of why U.S. troops were in Iraq. And so predictably, U.S. support for having troops in Iraq fell. One thing is dependent on the other. It is true that U.S. presidents, by their very nature and the nature of their office, often think more about staying in power and the politics of that and what will appeal to American voters than they do about sacrificing their political capital to do what they think is right for the national interest and national security. In fact, it's often a balance, right? Because to do what was right, you have to stay in office, and to stay in office, you have to appeal to the voters. But I think what national leaders often forget is that voters will reward principled stands if you take them. So it may feel like sacrificing political capital to talk about some faraway place like Ukraine, but at the end of the day, it might benefit Joe Biden more to do that. And in fact, it might help him on the foreign policy front, given the debacle of the Afghan withdrawal and the embarrassment of the China brokered Iran Saudi rapprochement, which also happened under his watch. Ukraine is actually something that I think he could take to the American people and say, this is something good that I'm doing, and here's why.
The alliance between Moscow and Beijing is a significant development in this war. That also presses me, Mary, to say, are the American people fully informed about what that means? You've traveled Eurasia. You know the scale of the continent, the two continents put together. And you know how at risk those new nations are in Central Asia. You know how at risk Southeast Asia is to the Chinese aggressor. That also is something that I do not believe the American people are giving or are understanding the facts or being told that the facts are important. That's our future right there.
Well, speaking of Central Asia, I think we should also note at the victory parade, as the Wall Street Journal reported, the leaders of not just Belarus, but most of the Central Asian stands, plus Armenia and their leadership joined Putin on the stage observing the military procession today. So, those leaders are showing obeisance to the Kremlin because, like India, they want to not be dominated by Russia nor China. And so they try to get it on the good side of both. The fight for Central Asia, John, I don't know how much that impacts our national security, to be frank. Those nations will always physically be sandwiched between these two behemoths. I'm not sure that we can pull them away. I think it makes a lot more sense to focus on the fight at hand and to try to keep Ukraine's democracy alive and vigorous and to help them win the war and win it quickly and to stop this killing. But you're not going to stop it through, as we've heard in recent days, reaching out to Beijing and hoping that these butchers in Beijing will play peacemaker. That is a fantasy. That would be ceding diplomatic energy to a totalitarian state that does not share our goals in Ukraine or elsewhere in the world. So I fear that we're seeing signs that political leaders in Europe and the United States are looking for some easy way out. But the fact of the matter is that in matters of war, there never is.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. When we come back, leadership in the United States is critical for the next election and the election after that, given the scale of disruption in Europe? This is not going to calm down in a year or two. This is for the rest of the century. What is to be done for the American voter? I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.